T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Overnight America, 106 in St. Louis, Missouri. And I'm happy to be in your home, in your car, in your head. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryan Recker. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the podcast at kmox.com/overnight or wherever you get your podcasts. Whatever app that is on your smartphone, just hit that subscribe button once you search for Overnight America. Charlie calling in from Minnesota. Hey, Charlie, what's going on?
Just sitting back listening to you.
Oh, is that right? Do you listen a long time? I mean, do you listen for hours and hours?
Yep.
I looked at
during the day.
Well, sure. I looked at what you told our producer, Ben, in there about the stress thing. I started the show tonight at 10 o'clock talking about the stress thing. So if you were listening 3 hours ago, you're awesome. I think that's great.
Yep.
So are you saying there's nothing that stresses you?
No.
Nothing?
No.
None of those annoying sounds stressed you out at all?
No. No. Because if there's anything that stresses me, I'd take it out on the person that's causing it.
What if it wasn't a person that was causing it? What if it was something else, like a bill, an upcoming bill that doesn't stress you?
Nope.
What if you lost your wallet?
I wouldn't care.
That wouldn't stress you? All right, let's see.
There's nothing in it.
What if you misplaced your car keys?
No, because I got them on a hanger, so I wouldn't miss them.
What if you forgot a password and you couldn't log into something you needed?
I'd just call our computer tech up the road and get it from him.
That wouldn't stress you out at all. What if you lost your cell phone?
That's no bother. Nobody calls me anyway.
What if you're stuck in traffic and you have somewhere to be, like a doctor's appointment?
Oh, well, I'd either leave early, or if traffic's that bad, I'd be trying to zigzag in between all these idiots on their cell phones.
But what if you can't? You're stuck. There's an accident and they close the freeway. You're in the middle of it and you have nowhere to go and you have to get to that doctor's appointment.
Well, then I'd call the doctor's office in advance so that they're aware of it, and then just...
Well, what if you're in your car, you lost your cell phone, and you're stuck in traffic going to a doctor's appointment? Now are you stressed?
No.
Still not. Why not?
No, because I'd open the door and just put my foot up between the door and the windshield frame and sit there and wait till everybody starts moving.
Yeah, but you're going to miss your doctor's appointment. That doesn't stress you out?
No.
Charlie, you must be on some pretty nice medications right now for your back or your knee or whatever was hurting you, because that
the
must be keeping
that,
you nice.
I wait a minute, take it back. The only thing that did stress me is before surgery.
Oh, so you were worried what was going to happen?
Well, no, I was wondering if I was going to be able to walk or bend and all, and then even after surgery, before December.
Yeah.
Did I wreck myself? That's the only part that got me.
Yeah, so Charlie's talking about a story we covered at the very start of the show, right at 10 o'clock tonight, 3 hours ago. There was a study that found 3 in 5 millennials say their life is more stressful now than ever before. And those are some of the triggers of stress. But there was another story I covered from NPR. It was sounds. Misophonia is apparently something that some people experience, where they can be triggered with rage and sorrow, and they'll scream, and inside they'll feel like they're dying. Certain sounds will trigger that for them. And I played some of the sounds. None of that stressed you out?
No.
Here, let me play this one here. This is woman on a keyboard while chewing gum loudly. This doesn't stress you out at all?
Nope.
Oh, it's driving me crazy. Ooh. Can't do it.
If somebody was drinking coffee or something and was slurping.
Oh, we have slurp. Hold on. Let me find the slurp. We got slurp somewhere in here. That's not it. Is this it? Hold on. Here we go. The slurp, does that bother you?
A little bit, because I'd look at him and call him a pig.
How about eating loudly?
I just moved to a different table.
It sounds like you have all the answers, but none of this would bother you. It wouldn't get on your nerves.
No, because I just walk away. That's the problem with the millennials today and people. Oh. They let things get to them.
Yeah, that's true. Let me mention that one sound effect I was playing. I found this on YouTube. It was a woman, and she had a microphone, and she had a jar of pickles, and she sat down, and she had this little plastic fork. She was pulling these pickles out of the jar and eating them in front of the camera to make this sound effect. That was viewed 25 million times. Woman eating pickles on camera, 25 million views. That annoys me. That there's 25 million times that thing's been watched. I don't understand.
Well, that's because people enjoy watching them. I don't.
People enjoy watching other people eat pickles? That's a weird thing to enjoy.
No, they get on and they see that and they get a laugh out of it.
Oh, yeah. I think there's just strange people like certain things, and that's one of them.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
There is.
All right, Charlie, I'm glad you're not stressed. I'm glad maybe this show helps you. 4 hours of the show every night helps you relax a little.
It does. I get a laugh out of you guys.
Oh, good.
Well, and the callers.
Good. Well, you're part of it, too, so thank you for contributing to the program.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And to let you know, we're done with the snow up here.
Good news. Happy to hear that.
Yes, all we're waiting for, nobody else is, but I am, the big flood.
Oh, please don't. Please don't. We didn't know what we were getting.
That will stress everybody out because, the basement is loaded. I got to clean it. No, that'll stress everyone out.
You got to watch out for that stuff. All right, good to hear from you, Charlie. Uh-huh. Thank you for calling in. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye. So that was pretty good. I think that those stress sounds, if you missed it, you can get it. The first hour of the show tonight, the 10 o'clock hour, you can go back and listen to it. It's at the very start. If you go to KMOX.com/overnight, and we talk about that study, and we play some more of those sounds. Oh, even listening to the sounds back stresses me out. Ugh, I don't know how people can do that without getting stressed. Sounds of people eating pickles, come on. How are you not stressed? I like producer Mike. He said that he uses that at night as a sound machine. Oh, no, that's how I fall asleep at night. It relaxes me. All right, I got another story I want to cover here, and I didn't have a chance to do it last hour, but this is stressful, too. KMOV did a story about a preschool in East St. Louis, forced their kids, two of them, and as punishment, made the kids stand naked in the closet. I don't understand why we have such an issue with preschools here in this area. It is unbelievable anyone would do something like this to a kid. So we're going to talk about that. Also this hour, Matt Richtel. He's someone that has a new book out, The Science of the Immune System. Really cool stuff. We're going to talk to him about the immune system and health in general this hour on Overnight America KMOX. Now, sometimes I don't know if it's a good idea to de-escalate some of the tensions before going into another serious topic. I don't know if you know this, but apparently today is a day where you should laugh. It's always these weird days like, oh, it's laugh day. I don't know if I should do that right now because I got this serious topic, and there's been so many of them. And I feel like we've had a pretty good mix today. In fact, if you missed my interview with David Newell, who played Mr. McFeely on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Oh, that's a great interview. Get it at KMOX.com/overnight. You can actually listen to the whole thing uninterrupted right there. Pretty neat, huh? There was a story on KMOV a preschool in East St. Louis under some, well, I just don't understand why any adult would try to punish children in this way. According to the people involved, four of the 20 students in the class, after not listening or whatever it is, after being punished inside the class, were forced to take their clothes off. The students were 4 and 5 years old, happened multiple times, and started in February. Here, let me start this. This is from KMOV.
Right now, two preschool teachers are on paid administrative leave.
What? I'm going to stop it right there. If there's a witness that someone watched you discipline these kids in a way where you are taking their clothes off inside of this classroom setting to shame them, and there's witnesses and they know you did it, what is the point of paid leave? We need a minister of common sense to say, you do something like this, not only are you losing your job, but we're going to try to make sure you never work again. This is insane to me. There should never be an instance where this person is working with children ever again, ever. This is unbelievable.
They are teachers with the Head Start program operated by Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, SIUE, and it is housed here at the Jackie Joyner Kersey Center in East St. Louis.
Oh, got to be thrilled to have that name associated with it now, huh?
And I would be outraged. I would be appalled and completely upset.
No child deserves that.
People are...
I'd be more than appalled. If I found out something like this was going on and my kid was there, I mean, how would you be able to send your kid back to that place, number one? But number two... how do you react? Do you believe your kid comes home and says, I had to take my clothes off at school today? And of course you believe your kid, but at the same time you think there's no way anyone would do that. Would any sane adult think that's appropriate?
Are expressing outrage when they find out a Head Start teacher that should have been helping students learn is accused of humiliating them. Instead of protecting children, she's accused of child abuse.
Children would misbehave in the class. And this teacher would have them disrobe, make them stand inside of a closet for about 5 or 10 minutes.
Police say four students ages 4 and 5 in the Head Start program at the Jackie Joyner Kersey Center were disciplined this way.
As a mother myself, I can't believe they would let something like this go on.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. I don't know what you can legally do as a parent against the school or the administrators or whatever it is, but I swear you better get a lawyer and talk to them about it. Imagine if this happened even in your workplace. Imagine you had a superior, and think about it this way. You have a student that's 4 or 5 years old and a teacher, which is their superior, forcing them to disrobe, get naked inside of a classroom. Imagine this happened at your workplace. Your superior said you have to take your clothes off. I mean, you would... you would sue your workplace and you would win pretty easily. There's got to be an equivalent to that, to what's happening at these preschools. So there was a letter that was sent out. It says, as educators and overseers of our most vulnerable population, our children, dedicated itself to the protection of all children, except in this instance, of course. I hate when they try to butter it up in these statements. This is from the Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, letterhead and everything. It says, this letter is to notify you that there has been a report by a parent alleging that a child safety violation occurred within her child's classroom on Wednesday, March 13th, 2019. Immediately upon receipt of the parent's allegation, the alleged incident was reported to all the proper authorities, and the official investigation has been launched. We'll continue to cooperate with authorities. We also cannot release names of students' details. Okay, I get that. And then they say that they'll cooperate with the law program handling this matter. So here's more from KMOV.
Police believe this had been going on since early February, but only learned about it last week.
We felt that is very inappropriate, and possibly there is some criminal actions, charges that could come.
Possibly criminal charges. How in the world can any of that be legal? Honestly. In what crazy world do we live in if something like that does not result in criminal charges when you have a parent that wants the person charged?
This needs to be done to the teachers. They should be disciplined as far as what's going on.
The teacher accused of disciplining students by forcing them to take their clothes off is 26 years old and has been teaching at the preschool 3 years. A 41-year-old teacher who's been there 5 years was also put on paid administrative leave for allegedly witnessing the children being humiliated but never reporting it.
Unbelievable. Still, how bad does it have to be where you witness that and you don't tell anyone? Oh, my goodness. And how do you not understand? I mean, when you look at the age difference between the two, one was 26 years old. The other one was 41 years old. You are absolutely responsible for your actions at 26 years old. When you're 41, you're telling me you still don't know the difference between right and wrong. At 41 years old, you've been an educator for a while now. At that point, you have more experience. You're still telling me at that age you don't know right from wrong, and that's really wrong? Oh, my. What kind of people are they hiring there even?
You send your kids off to school or places thinking they're safe, and they're actually not.
All right.
Police do not believe that there's any sexual contact between adults and the children while they were naked. A representative with the St. Clair County State's Attorney's Office will be there whenever these children are more thoroughly interviewed about what happened at the Belleville office of the office will be in Belleville. They'll be interviewed, and there'll be representatives there of police agencies.
I totally understand what's happening there from KMOV. When you lose that mindset and you're doing a live report and you blank, I've had those moments. Happens to every broadcaster that's doing anything live. Like, we're live right now here on KMOX, and sometimes my mind will go to, you know, the pickle jar or whatever, and I don't exactly know what to say next, and it's easy to bumble around like
interviewed
this.
About what happened at the Belleville office of the where the office will be in Belleville. They'll be interviewed, and there'll be representatives there of
I hate when that happens. I'm not making fun of them. I'm just saying it happens to anyone in broadcasting. It's just terrible when it's alive. You're doing a stand-up and you're doing your thing out there. I hate when that happens. I totally sympathize with the reporter there that's doing this.
Police agencies, and then they should, at that point, take that information to the state's attorney's office, and charges are expected to be filed.
Yeah, they should file, and seriously, there just should be a minister of common sense that says you should have grabbed them by the collar and by the belt and thrown them out over the steps right on their face, and it should have been that easy. It shouldn't have been any instance where they try to justify where this would be appropriate. If you have witnesses of this, and you have witnesses of workers witnessing this, and you have children that are coming forward as witnesses, it doesn't take a lot for you to cut ties with this person, right? It shouldn't be this hard. It shouldn't go through this whole, we're going to think about discipline and, maybe you'll get fired. No, this is an automatic getting fired scenario. We need some common sense here. Ugh, it just drives me nuts. And why do we have such problems with daycares in St. Louis? We got issues where that one woman tossed a kid and had to go and get stitches and had to go to the hospital. We had issues with the kid fight club that happened. Why does this area have issues? And this is all within the last couple of years. Why? Why? Man. All right. I had to get that off my chest. Coming up, we're going to switch things up a little bit. Matt Richtel is going to join us. And he is someone that talks about the immune system. He wrote a book. He's a Pulitzer Prize winning author. Writes for, I think, the New York Times. And the science of the immune system and how fascinating that really is. We've done topics on the show about how you live long lives and what's the secret to that sort of thing. What does everyone, the ones that have lived the longest life always call in and say, stay away from the doctor and don't listen to him. Well, we actually talk about that. Matt Richtel's coming up on Overnight America, KMOX. And welcome back to Overnight America. Don't forget too, man, this is a busy week here. We're back again, Blues hockey, right after it at 11 o'clock. So much to do, so much to check out. You can always get it online, KMOX.com/overnights. Joining us now is a Pulitzer Prize-winning New York Times reporter, best-selling author, and has a book out called An Elegant Defense. Matt Richtel, thank you so much for coming out of KMOX.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
An Elegant Defense, The Extraordinary New Science of the Immune System, A Tale in Four Lives. So I want to get your overall thoughts on the book itself, what you decided to write on.
Tell you why I decided to write on it, and I'll make it brief, but the immune system is the glue that holds life and health and longevity together. And I happen to have a friend, good friend from high school, who was in hospice with cancer when he took one of these new immunotherapy drugs. They sent him home to die, and he took this last second drug, and his girlfriend woke him up. This was just a few years ago, and said, "Hey, Jason, get out of bed. Your tumors have disappeared."
Whoa.
And so I decided, I know a lot of people have heard about immunotherapy. It's very popular to talk about now, but I decided it wasn't enough to understand that. I had to understand the immune system, and boy, did I get some surprises, because even though I'm married to a doctor, I learned a lot.
You're married to a doctor. Do you guys normally talk about these sort of things over dinner? Or... So what are the things you talk about?
From St. Louis.
Oh, but cool.
Well, here's the thing. Would you believe, without at the risk of outing her, she learned a lot, too, because immunology, the science of the immune system, has been a backwater for a long time, and it suddenly exploded for one simple reason. All that stuff going on under the hood of our bodies was taking place at the molecular level, at levels we couldn't see, and then all of a sudden the technology exploded, and so now we can see what's going on, and a lot of people are being surprised, frankly.
Yeah, that is interesting. When it comes to the immune system, this is my own belief and something I've came from my own observations. I grew up biting my nails. I think that strengthened my immune system. I think something like that helped us. Do you think there's any merit to that?
Well, it also made you look good.
Not really.
In the nail area.
No, not so much.
there's a pretty good case to be made right now that two things are happening. One of them is you point out, and one of them's even, and that may surprise some people, and I'll put a fine point on it, and there's another thing that's going along with it. The one you point out is called the hygiene hypothesis, that we're sort of starving our bodies of the bacteria and viruses and parasites that we need to test our immune systems to strengthen it. But there's something else that's equally powerful, and that is when we get overly hygienic, we shower ourselves in that stuff at the airport or, put goop all over our kids, we're not only starving ourselves of the training ground provided by the bad germs, but there are lots of germs and bacteria, microbes we get along well with. We're losing our chance to interact with those as well. It's the natural world that is the training ground, the boot camp of the immune system.
Mm. The story that you had of your lifelong friend when it came to an attack, cancer attack on the cells and whatnot, I look too at the way in the last couple of years we've approached medicine, and President Trump had the right to try. Do you think something like that is important when it comes to people that basically feel like they've run out of options, to give them an ability to at least try something else?
Yeah, I mean, what's really interesting about that comment is in many ways it's always existed. And one of the startling things to me in the reporting of this book, which looks at sort of the history of all these developments, is that so many life-saving treatments in the end have come at these incredible moments where a patient facing no other options and a doctor who is well informed but out of options come together and essentially make a teary-eyed pact and say, "This is all we got left, brother. Let's try it." Mm-hmm. And it takes, I don't even know how to characterize it. It's too powerful emotionally for me to call courage or desperation. I don't even know what the word is. Hmm. But it's happening a lot right now with clinical trials. And you know what? They're both beautiful and scary, and sometimes they also have to be really decently watched, because you could see where people would go so far in pursuit of their own immortality that yucky stuff could happen.
Yeah, no, understand. The book is An Elegant Defense, The Extraordinary New Science of the Immune System, A Tale in four lives. Matt Richtel joining us here on KMOX. And you said your wife is a doctor. Does it drive her crazy that people go online to find medical answers as opposed to talk to a doctor?
Well, I mean, in some ways, yes, and in some ways, no. I mean, I think that, like, I do think it's difficult when doctors feel like people are making demands of them that may not be based on science. But I do think doctors, like all professions, have come to understand that there is a lot of information in the world, and that they have to be they need to be doctors and not gods. They need to expect that people are going to ask reasonable questions. And so I do think the service part of medicine has begun to adapt. It has been grudging at times, and at times I do think stories I hear, not just from my wife but from others, where patients make demands. I'll give you a really good example in the context of this conversation. Sometimes someone will come in and demand an antibiotic or an opiate, and the doctors know that's not the right thing, either for the patient or even necessarily in the case of antibiotics for society, because you don't want to douse the world with too many of these things. You can see the bugs evolving in response. So I think we do still have to have faith in the enormous amount of training that these fine people put in. But then again, you're not going to get me to say anything bad about my wife on the radio.
Of course not. You said her family's from St. Louis. Do you ever make it back here?
St. Louis, and you know what? Also, she's beautiful.
Wonderful.
Last name Barad, and they have roots there for many years, and hello to them.
So does that mean you're going to go on a book tour, maybe come out this way sometime to talk about an elegant defense?
I would love to do that. I don't know her family. I get along with them pretty well, but they may have banned me from their native land just on principle.
He's a Pulitzer Prize-winning New York Times reporter and best-selling author. Matt Richtel joins us, and we'll continue our conversation on his book, An Elegant Defense, The Extraordinary New Science of the Immune System, next on Overnight America KMOX. The new book that just was released last week, An Elegant Defense, The Extraordinary New Science of the Immune System, A Tale in Four Lives. Author Matt Richtel joins us here on KMOX. You know what we see, too, and there's a big push online. It kind of goes back to the training of a professional. And a lot of times, my wife, for example, is part of mom's group. We have a four-year-old. So the way that she's able to socialize and learn new people, because we only moved here 2 years ago, is through these mom groups. And then she encounters different moms through Facebook groups and whatever, that they'll point out that they know more than the doctor. You have a big anti-vaccination movement. And, as opposed to talk to your doctor about a problem, we're gonna do an essential oil, or we're gonna do this or that. And my wife sees this a lot inside of her mom's groups. You know, I don't mean like it's a lot, but you know, she'll have one or two moms she knows that'll subscribe to that as opposed to going to their doctor. So well informed in training, and when it comes to what the doctors know, what we've seen is some movements against that, where the individual says they know more than the doctor's training. Is that something that's a really big problem, or do you think this is just something that's maybe small and isolated?
Well, I think there are some unfair questions about some parts of science. I don't want to get into, given that I don't cover that area in particular, I want to stay away from the political debate, but I do want to say, having covered science for a long time, it is a very complicated field with some highly ethical people trying to get to the bottom of complicated answers. And this is what I want to say about the thing you're observing about your wife's mom's group. That the real keys to health are often found in discipline and habit and some important rituals, all the things your grandmother told you around nutrition, stress, and sleep. And actually, the science is quite startling when you see what those can do to your immune system when they're underregulated. But the problem is, sometimes people want a quicker fix. And so, and who among us isn't susceptible to this, vulnerable to wanting a quicker fix? And so if someone says, I'm not pointing out an essential oil, whatever it is, vitamin X, you know, eat this much celery, rub an avocado on your ear, whatever it is. I'm just a big guacamole fan.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever it is, I understand why people are receptive to the promise of it, but I would say that understanding the underlying science and thinking about the discipline that good health takes is really the best gift you can give to your family and your kids and yourself. You're only cheating yourself if you fall for, you know, the hair tonic salesman who promises, you know, the avocado rub will bring your hair back.
I know my grandma had those. My grandma had those on her fridge. She would clip them from Reader's Digest, and oh, if you have a toothache, touch this toe, or you know, put a clothespin here, you know, and those type of little things. And she loved those things because I think she always wanted to stay away from the doctor. You know, she just it wasn't that she didn't believe the doctor; she just wanted to stay away from it. So it's cheaper to put a clothespin somewhere than it is to go talk to someone.
Sometimes it feels scary to go to a doctor. I mean, that's one thing. It's like admitting when you go to the doctor is a little bit like saying to yourself, well, maybe I'll find out something's wrong. So there's a lot of, here's the funny part of that. Mm-hmm. Most times a doctor is going to give you the advice, the kinds of advice you'll read in this book, which are rest, keep the stress low. But again, you know, I have people quoted in this book. Can I tell you something really powerful about stress?
Yeah.
It will really underscore how it affects the immune system and explain in more vivid terms what I'm talking about. So if you go back some years to, say, you know, cave people, and you have a cave person running from a lion. So the way to picture this is just picture yourself, but just a lot hairier, and you're running from a lion. At that moment, some really serious chemical interactions are going around your body. And what they are doing is they're firing off hormones and other chemicals that are allowing you to survive that acute threat. But they're shifting resources away from your immune system. To put it flatly, hey, when you're being chased by a lion or an enemy, who cares about the head cold? That'll take care of itself later. But here's the problem. And again, the science is more explicit in the book, but when these days, sometimes we misinterpret a smaller stress when we get into that fight or flight state as a lion. I like to say, inside our household, hey, there is no lion. You know, so take it down a notch. But that kind of thing, here's the challenge with that. When it takes discipline to try to keep your stress low, to pick your spots, to not overdo it. We live in a culture where sometimes a badge of honor is stay up 20 hours in a row. One night without sleep can start to dysregulate that whole immune function.
Sure. No, you're right. And I also think that people in general, see, I'm 35 years old and I start to see a whole different generation treat their health in a different way. But I think we all pay attention to health basically because it's so much in the news anymore. We had during the Obama administration with Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act, and then the Trump administration with the changing the way they handle the individual mandate, things like that. I think more people are hands-on when it comes to their health care than ever before. It's in front of them every time they look. It's a political issue to them as well. If the system as a whole is so screwed up, I think most people at least agree we need to do something with it, because the way it is right now is not working for everyone. So do you see the just in general the way healthcare is moving? Do you think one day we're going to be able to find something that works for a whole system for the country, or do you think we're always going to have these discussions and we're always going to have these people and these conspiracies and there's no way around it?
Maybe this is why they kicked me out of St. Louis. I don't think so. Maybe they would embrace me for this. But I tend to be an optimist. And I think that, you know, like the human body fighting an organism, in the long term, what the immune system teaches us is we got to actually come to peace with our surroundings, because most of what we confront is not something out to get us, but all kinds of microbes that wouldn't do us harm, and we find peaceful solutions. I do think we go through these testing processes with lots of issues. You know, should we attack this thing? Should we see it as alien? You know, we have a lot of, in this period of time right now, where it's almost like we face an autoimmune disorder as a society, where instead of we're attacking ourselves, we're attacking our own tissue. I'm hopeful that some of these things will find solutions too.
Yeah. You know, one thing you mentioned, and just real quick, An Elegant Defense, people should check out your book, An Extraordinary New Science of the Immune System, A Tale in Four Lives. Matt Richtel, where can people find it?
Well, fortunately for the moment, they can find it at all their bookstores. They can find it on Amazon. I love when people go to, remind me, what are some of the great bookstores you've got in St. Louis?
We have many great local bookstores. Left Bank Books,
another
very popular one.
I love when people go to their local bookstores, and they are so supportive of writers and ideas, and I can clearly tell that that's valuable, just at least on your show. I love when they do that, but of course Amazon too. Any place they'd be interested, I'd be privileged if they'd take a look.
Yeah, it's a great community. It's always nice to go and actually talk to someone when you can get in there and have a conversation with someone that works in a bookstore. Plus, it's fun to go in there just for the smell alone. I mean, there's something special about
just
that, isn't
smell.
It?
Yeah. That I haven't done. I don't know if there's any science, but I do believe the smell of books. I'll say this. I don't think it can hurt you.
No, it cannot hurt you. There's no chance for that.
It cannot hurt you.
Yeah.
I would say this. If you had to choose between smelling a book and rubbing an avocado on your head or ear.
Smell a book any day.
I'd smell the book.
Yeah. There's certain smells I love. I love the smell of sawdust, but man, a bookstore is hard to beat, isn't it? Yeah, and one other thing.
Really tough to beat.
You mentioned, I wrote this down in case you're looking for the name of your next book, Vitamin X. You said that. It's a great title for a book in case you're ever looking for one.
Well, I'll tell you what. You can, I don't know. I'm trying to avoid a lawsuit by taking it from you right here on the air.
No, you said it. You said Vitamin X as part of one of your answers. I wrote it down. I said, man, that's a great book title. You got to remember
that's
that one. That's all
Vitamin
yours.
X.
Yeah, it's all yours.
Yeah. Well, let me just end with this. An Elegant Defense, That book smells good.
You know, you got to find out for yourself. Get it in your hands and go get a copy of it, An Elegant Defense. You know, that's the title of the book. Had a great time. Matt Richtel, thank you so much for coming on to KMOX.
Okay, thank you so much for having me. Much gratitude.
And he joins us on the GL International Realty Guest Line. So we wrapped up the interview, and he mentioned earlier that he wanted all of his family members here, his in-laws, family members in St. Louis to listen. Hopefully they had a chance to, and who knows, maybe they were continuing to listen through these late night hours, which is always neat. Hard to believe March Madness is already here. I don't know if I'm going to do a bracket this year. I don't think I will. I don't feel all that obligated or even compelled to do it. There was a whole nother story from a couple of days ago. Maybe we'll play that real quick. Kevin Kling does some great jobs with it. He actually talked to our HR director as part of the whole nother story. If you're getting ready to fill out your brackets and getting the gameplay this week, it's probably a good reminder. Check your company policies. You don't want to be getting in trouble, but pretty much everyone accepts it nowadays.
Definitely within the last 5 to 10 years, it's changed.
What happened?
The popularity of it.
Kathy Edelman is a member of the St. Louis area human resources community, and she tells us that she and her fellow HR professionals have noticed that more people are taking off work during March Madness.
There's a commonality that we've kind of identified that many of our male employees are suddenly going out on short-term disability or short leave, sick leave for elective surgeries.
And this lines up with March Madness?
Absolutely. Runs exactly parallel with March Madness.
Could it be a coincidence?
Well, I'm thinking not.
So I've heard anecdotally hernias, vasectomies, things where they can sit around and watch TV.
Absolutely correct.
How frustrating is this for the HR community? Every March this comes around.
Well, you know, we kind of just chuckle amongst ourselves in the HR community, and you know, it's understood they want to have the procedure, and timing is everything.
But this is cutting into productivity. They should be at their desk.
Well, correct. However, they also need to take care of themselves medically after having such a procedure.
But couldn't they have that done on some weekend when they're not at work?
True, they could. But, you know, we're not ones to tell people when they have to have their surgeries done.
Have you noticed, short of surgeries, any other absenteeism or excuses that pop up among employees during March Madness?
I'd say that absenteeism is on a rise during that time, yes.
Are we getting to a point where the HR community is going to say this far and no further, March Madness has got to stop?
No. No. I don't believe so. Not at this point.
That's HR professional Kathy Edelman. And with a whole other story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
Almost sounds like Discovery Channel, The Explorer. Maybe a little bit. Kevin Killeen does a great job on those whole other stories. That was actually from last week, but now that the brackets are out, I wonder who's going to be actually putting in SLU to go all the way. You know there's going to be some people to do that just for the fun of it, and it's going to be someone in this area probably listening to this program that's going to do it now. I wonder what the odds are if you were to hop over to Vegas and bet it all on SLU. You'd probably get some great odds. It's going to be tough for them, but man, would that be fun to see the Billikens play. Well, that does it for us here on Overnight America. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter, at Ryan Recker. And if you miss any part of the show, you can download it in the podcast form at KMOX.com/overnight. A pretty simple way for you to follow along. And if you miss any of it, it's easy for you to go back and do it. If you have a podcast app on your smartphone, why don't you search for Overnight America on there and hit the subscribe button. We offer it to you as a free service. So go ahead, have at it. Go back and listen to old episodes, too, if you want to. We'll be back again later tonight. Don't forget the Blues play, so we'll be on at 11. We'll see you soon. Have a good night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.